Merry Christmas. We're still in our first 12 days of Christmas, today being the sixth day of our great celebration. Today is also the Feast of the Holy Family. And in St. Luke's Gospel today, after our Lord was found in the temple, it says, Jesus went down with Mary and Joseph and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. That's the last time we hear about Jesus' childhood. For the first 30 years of his life, from the time he was born in Bethlehem to fleeing Egypt, and then this little episode in the temple at 12 years old, much of our Lord's life is not recorded. One could say that it's shrouded in mystery. But most likely, it was because it was remarkably unremarkable. The lesson of Christmas is that God became man, that he took on our human flesh and human experience and all that it entails, even in its ordinariness. We can say that Jesus lived the most normal, unglamorous life that could be imagined, working alongside Saint Joseph in the carpenter shop, doing his chores, learning how to read and write, going to synagogue, playing with his cousins, helping the Blessed Mother around the home. All of this ordinary stuff for 30 years. Jesus did not do anything miraculous or spectacular for 30 years. So what is our Lord trying to tell us through this? Everything he did in this earthly life was for us, of course, for our redemption and for our instruction. These 30 years of hidden life show us that to be a Christian, to be a saint, to be holy, which is something we all strive for, begins with faithfully fulfilling the normal, everyday responsibilities of life, and most especially, the normal duties of family life. To be truly great as a human being means, first and foremost, being a faithful son or daughter, father or mother, aunt, uncle, or grandparent. Our family members are our closest neighbors, and the commandment Jesus gives us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves starts right there. God created us to be living images of his goodness. That's the kind of person he wants us to be. And becoming that kind of person is where we're going to find true fulfillment. It's not about accomplishing great and extraordinary things, though all of us should strive for excellence and achieve our full potential, but being faithful and Christ-like in the little things of life, the small stuff, starting at home. So why is God so interested in these little things of life? It's because he cares more about who we are than what we do, and he wants us to do the same with others. He wants us to know that in his eyes, we are loved and valued regardless of our achievements or our failures. That's what St. John is trying to tell us in our second reading. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. And so we are. Christ came to earth not because we were perfect and ready for him. While we were still sinners, he came and redeemed us. We didn't earn that any more than little babies can earn the love of their parents. God's love for us is like that. Even now, we can begin to experience this love if we truly value our supernatural status as children of God more than our social status as people of the world. And family life is one of those places that are full of opportunities to show forth God's goodness and love in doing those little things for those around us. And one of those opportunities that we can start today is simply forming the habit of making the first move. And what does that mean in this case? Making the first move means not waiting for others to do the right thing, but taking the initiative ourselves. In an argument, for example, which tend to happen within families, it means putting aside our pride, not waiting for the other person to apologize first, even if they are to blame. It means if a family member or friend is having a bad day or a bad week, Don't wait for them to come to you for support. Make that first move. If you know that something you do bothers someone else in the house, it means not waiting for them to complain before you stop doing it. Choose to love your neighbor, your own family, by sacrificing your preference for their sake. In these small, ordinary, unremarkable things, God gives us the chance to collaborate with him. He gives us the opportunities to forge in our hearts the same kind of selfless love that fills his heart. And so today, let us thank God for all his gifts to us, which are so evident, especially in this time of year. Let us thank him especially for the gift of family life, the best proven ground in which we can learn to be faithful in the little things of life, the things that lead us to our deepest fulfillment and happiness.